Tonight's shiur, Simen Yud Aleph, Se'if Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Se'if Gimel, Im Nisparku, Mishazira's son, V'naso Shesha Osar Kasherim. We learned in the previous Se'if that the tzitzit strings have to be shazur. You can't have a single spun thread, but rather you take two and wind them around each other to make the tzitzis. And that's all you need. So there are those who are machmir to have kafel shmoina, but that's not a requirement. That's a mitzvah min hamuvcher. But a minimum, it has to be two strands, two threads, twisted around each other.
Why kafel shmoina at arba reshisha?
There's a marker, it could be a sapi site. This idea of kafel shmoina has to do with Pesach Mikdash. Kafel shmoina. So now, here, they made eight strings hanging down the baget, and each of them were shazer into two. And then it unraveled. Nisparku mishizirasan, it unraveled. So now you have 16 strings hanging down. Nasu shisha asa, because each one was two, and now you have 16. Ksherim. It's okay. Fuhu shishtayer b'shizur k'deyaniv, as long as near the top, there's an amount that has not unraveled the length of Kedei Aniva. The length of Kedei Aniva is described more in detail in the next simon. It's the amount it would take to tie a knot or a bow. And lahalocha, we give it the shear of two goydel, which is between 4 and 5 centimeters. So as long as between 4 and 5 centimeters is still twisted and not unraveled, it'll be okay.
After the last knot?
Correct. The Ramah says, "Ulechatchila, toiv likshu hachut lamata." The best thing you should do is tie a knot at the bottom of your tzitzit strings, k'dekamon b'sif yudalet simizeh, as we say in this sim and later on sif yudalet, and that way you avoid the possibility of them unraveling. If there's a concern of them unraveling, so you tie a knot that keeps them unraveling. So later on, it's taka brought when this din is mentioned in the Mechaber to tie the knots. That if your tzitzis were taka twisted tightly, it's better not to make the knot. But if you see that's beginning to unravel, then you should. You should make a knot to keep it from unraveling any further.
How about a dab of clear nail polish?
So they talk about the possibility of glue or navash also later on in depth, sif yudam. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan tezayin. So you have these eight strings. Each one is two threads twisted around each other, and it unravels. V'nasu shisha asa, now you have 16. Perish, and nispar kol hashmona chudon. Each of the eight strings unraveled. U'lebusa deresha nakte. So this is a chiddush. Aval hu adin mispar k'shnei chudon v'nasa arba. Gam ken be in shishtar k'deniv. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be that all eight unraveled, even if two of the strings unraveled, and now I have four where I had two before. The din is, you have to make sure there's Kedei Aniva that did not unravel. You have Hachi possible, because if not, it's possible. Tahavi kemo shenechzeru lo shnei chutim b'tzitzis yosav. Because once it unravels, it's as if it's not there. It's as if you don't have the tzitzis strings anymore. The possible, because once you lose two, it's possible. Im lo diktek b'shas asiya, unless you were careful when you made the tzitzis that there are four and four on either side, because then, even if two are unraveled on one side, the tzitzis will still be kasha, because the other side is still there. The problem is if it's the same string that's unraveled on both ends of the knot, so then it's possible. You're missing a string. So that's why, if you're careful, and we generally are careful when we make the tzitzis, to keep the four and four separate from each other, so there's more leeway in this such a situation when the tzitzis unravel on one side of the knot, you have the other side is still intact.
It's chaser.
Right, exact same thing. Because it's exact, yeah. This is the equivalent of being chaser. Sivkan yuzan, kedei aniva. So if you have to have kedei aniva left, that's still shazor. Even though there is a shita later on that holds that if the tzitzis are cut off and you left over k'dei aniva, it's possible. K'mash kas seminid beis. This is shita sabir atam in seminid beis. Mikamalkam b'shezir samchina dei rishon hechavasa. L'halacha, we're going to be samech on the first view who argues sabir atam in seminid beis, that if you have k'dei aniva, it's enough, particularly when it's just a matter of losing its shezira. Because we pass in anyway, me'ikra din like the day of Yishayna. So even if you want to be machmir like a bein atam, but in the case of the sisters are there, but they became unraveled, we're samech on the first sheet, though, that it's okay. If you have k'dei aniva. You should know further. The Shulchan Aruch Mari Davka B'Shazak L'Chut L'Shnayim. The Shulchan Aruch scenario is when each thread of Tzitzis was twisted out of two threads, and therefore you end up with 16 when all eight unwind. Avam Kafel V'Shazal Arba L'Shmona. Let's say it was Kafel Arba, Kafel Shmona. Let's say the strings were four strings each or eight strings each. K'mo Shemotzi B'Zmanei, like we have today, very common. V'Nisparku L'Shisha Asa. And then it unravels to 16. Afilim l'shtark de'aniva, even if you don't have k'dei aniva, kosher, even if you don't have 4 to 5 centimeters intact that's still twisted, it's fine. L'kapon nishu achutim shazer l'shnayim, because you still have shazer l'shnayim. You still have shazira. What he's saying is, if the eight strings divide into twos, you have kafel shmoina, all of them divided in half. We don't care. You have 16 strings hanging down. But when you have 16 strings hanging down, each one of the strings are kafel four times, that's still fine, because you still have kafel shnayim. The minimum is kafel shnayim. So that's what he's saying. So the way our tzitzis are made, if you had the same scenario of the Shulchan Aruch, your tzitzis unraveled, and they have 16 strings instead of eight, that's perfectly fine, because the fact is, each of those 16 strings is more than two. Ulein about toysif, that's about toysif problem. You're sitting here with tzitzis with 16 strings instead of eight. Now you have to deal with bal toysef. That's a separate issue. So if you take a look in the bottom, in the like four lines from the bottom, the bare halacha. V'nasu shisha asu aymish debur v'nisparak l'chut echol l'shnayim l'nishu k'dei aniva b'vadei kasher. So if one string splits in half and you don't have k'dei aniva, it's fine because you still have shazor in each half. Akadesh l'yava bal toysef. But what about Taisif? You don't want to be about Taisif. Yom beferish, you have to say outright, the lo nichle b'tasafos, you don't want the extra strings. O sheyachtoch lahamoyser, or cut off the extra, v'yishor rak shmona chutim, you're left with eight. So that's how you deal with Taisif. You deal with Taisif either by announcing that I don't want the extra, or you just cut it off, and then you don't have to worry about it. There's a whole discussion later on, how do you cut tzitzis? Many won't use metal to cut it, it's a different issue. Sivkan Yudches, Toiv Likshar. Dramos is a simple eitzah to avoid unraveling tzitzis strings, is tying that at the end, and that's the Machabes later on. V'yesh oimim samsi da'adam yester shalo likshar. It's better not to tie knots. V'nochem lahachmehem shazurim yof. It's better to be machmeh if it's twisted well. Lo shechiach sheyisparak, it's not so common that it will unravel if it was twisted properly. What's the concern of putting knots in your tzitzis? Because how many knots are you supposed to have? We have a whole Indian with our five knots. Now you bring our six knots. It's extra knots. Now it's true, it's not by the Gadil, but Lamaisa, we have all these Kapedas with our tzitzis and the Ramazim, everything else. So mecha tesa, start putting new knots into your tzitzis.
Just say you don't
so mamela, it's not about tzitzis, is it? So mamela, that's why they say if the tzitzis are taka tight, don't even start with the knots. But if they do unravel, they start to unravel, you notice it, then you should tighten up. Siv Dalit, Oyrech Achutim, Hashmoina in Pachos Me'arba Gudolim, V'yesh Oymim Yudbeis Gudolim. The eight strings should not be less than four Gudolim in length, and some say 12. V'cheinu Hagen, that is the minig, that they should be 12 Gudolim long. Ulamaila Enlam Shir, you want it longer than that? No problem, as long as you want. That's the minimum length. The each goydel we're going to say is between 2 and 2.4, 2.5 centimeters.
Again, this is from the end of the last knot, or the entire length.
The 12 is from the kesha, from the first knot, from where it's on the begad, from the top. The Ramah says, "V'maso aruch yosu midai." If the strings are really long. Yochel l'katzer, you could shorten them. The aim is in mishum tasmos, there's no tasmos, also because nothing wrong with it as it is. Machaber continues, Echem ha'chutim ye'yoyse arok de'shiyuchach bo ha'gadil. One of the strings should be longer than the others in order to wind around the rest. Hagadil haynu hachalok me'atzis re'inu arok. Gadil refers to the strings that lay flat and is not woven around the others. Hago v'shir ha'nisku ye'yoyse b'tzitzis la'ach shenikshar. This shear we mentioned is after you tie the knot. Besides what's resting on the garment itself. Mishtabura sifka nutes. May arba gudom. So there's two shitas. The mechaber begins, the minimum length is 4 gudolim, and some say 12. Umedidas ha gudol, b'chol makom hu, shal odabeni. First of all, the gudol is literally the thumb. It's the thickness of the thumb, and we do it by the average person. We look at the joint from the end of the thumb to the first knuckle of the thumb. And then you go midway down where it's widest, in the center. And then you measure it across the width of the thumb. Not the length from the joint to the end of the nail, but rather the width at the wide part of the thumb near the center, halfway, let's say, from the top of the thumb to the bone. And that's the goydel. And different Gedolei Yisrael have measured their own thumbs, each one saying, I'm a Benini, so let's measure my thumb. And one came out with 2 centimeters, and one said 2.24, and one says 2.4, and one 2.5. This Svarim talk about this over a long period of time. I actually found one sheet under 2 centimeters, like 1.8 centimeters. But typically, they bring down Minhag Yerushalayim was always to measure with 2 centimeters. And this is the shear that we call an etzba. He calls it a goydel. Other places we call it an etzba. When we talk about an etzba and a goydel are synonymous. It's the same measurement. And this gets into your tefach and gets into your amo, and it all is going to vary. And even this has ramifications for your revius and a kezayis, because it's all a measure of, you could square it in a volume based on the length of etzbois. Rav, Sheheveyu B'Shem HaRambam, the sheer gudel hu kiroichav zayin se'oiros zobis azobidoichik. They bring that the name of the Rambam, that the length of a gudel is the width of 7 barleys lined up one against each other tightly. Vehein be'oirich shtei sersberach, or if you put one length of a barley against another length of barley, measure the length with a little space between them, revach, then they'll be identical, and that's the shear of a goydel. So again, the Mishnah is not giving you a measure in centimeters, but typically we range between 2 centimeters to 2.4, 2.5 per goydel. Sifkaten chaf, echei nohagen. So the mechaber says the minig is to go with the longer strings, yudbeis goydelim, vechein pasik alavush, and that's the opinion of the lavush. Vimkein, if so. It's not right, and people sell tzitzis, that they're very exacting in the length. It could come always possibly to a brachah v'tolo. We don't have a measurement of how long the tzitzis are. But midrabbanan, you need yudbeis gudlin after the knot. Besides what's resting on the garment. And one should warn the moichrin not to be so cheap with the strings. So this halacha of the length, we're not saying it's midiraisa. This is the berlocha quotes the levush. There's no shir midiraisa. You need a gedil, you need an anaf. Chazal said there's a shir mishum noit tzitzis. One is 4, one is 12. And that's how he explains it. In any event, they shouldn't be tzamtzim. You shouldn't be skimpy on the length of tzitzis. Sifkan chaf aleph shi'ur lamala ein lehem shi'ur. There's no maximum length. V'ri ha'yanoi lasos oruch yoyser k'deishim yipasek k'tzas gam kin yishor bo k'shir. The ri would have longer tzitzis than required, so that if some got ripped off, he would still be left with the shi'ur. Of course, it's a little counterintuitive. Maybe if they're longer, it's more likely to get ripped, right? One thing's for sure. One thing's for zecher. You see, there's no chisarin if you made it. There's no tassel and also if you cut them short. Sometimes they're real long, so you cut it, or people burn it off. That's what they do. They don't want to use a knife. So in any event, that's that's not a chesaron because there was nothing wrong with how you made it. It could be as long as you want it. Sefkan chav beis yev chulu. One of the strings should be longer than the others because that's the one you're going to wind around the others to make the wrappings. Yev chulu. What happens if they didn't make one of the strings that much longer that it can adequately wind around the others? So what you do is some of the windings you do with one of the strings, and the next batch you'll do with the other one. This is true in the tcheles. When you had tcheles, some of the windings was from the blue thread, some was done with the white thread. What you have to make sure is that after you finished winding and knotting, you're left with the length of 12 gudlin. Like the Ramah writes, even the one, your shamish, that was winding around the others, also has to have the yud beis gudlin when you're done. Sivkan chav gimel, hagadil. You need to wrap around. Karo gadil ashema osid. It's called gadil based on the future. Shenasa gadil achas shenichach alav. It's called gadil after you wrap around it. V'zeh shekasev ramo achach asad ramo says haynu hachalok v'chulu, the straight part. Rasalomar shemetchila hu chalok below gadil v'riga. First, it's smooth without anything wrapped around it or woven around it. This string that you wind around it makes it called gedil, yadifai. So we call that part gedil. So you have to have the shear after the knots. Now when you make the knots in the part that you wind around, it shrinks. You should really have an extra goidol, an extra etzba. The Hana Yud Gimel Gudlin, 13 Gudolim, Milvad Mashemunach al Beged, besides what's on the Beged. Vafila B'dievet Ma'akim, it's Ma'akim B'dievet. V'orel Mekilim B'dievet, people are making B'dievet, Chasim Yishim. The bottom line is, you have to realize you're going to take up length of the string through the wrappings and through the knots. And the goal is to make sure that when you're done, you still have the full length from top to bottom. The way they sell this today generally is not a problem. You'll end up with the correct measurements. When you wind and tie the knots, you'll have plenty of string. So if, hey, Ein oisen hatzitzios mehatzem ha'nechaz ba'kotzim kishahatzon rovtzim b'nehem. Don't make the tzitzis strings from the wool that you recycle, so to speak, from the thorns that catch the wool from the sheep when they rest among the vegetation. So typically you shear the wool, you cut it off, and he wants to, you know, not waste any wool. He sees wool on the bushes, it's caught in the thorns, takes that wool off too. You don't use that wool to make tzitzis. Nor do you take hairs that were pulled from the animal as opposed to being shorn. And don't take the leftover warp threads that the weaver leaves on the loom at the end when he makes a garment, the leftover, and you're going to recycle it and now use it into tzitzis strings. Don't do that. It's not nice for the mitzvah. You want to do a mitzvah, you do it right. You shear the wool and use the shorn wool for your tzitzis. Don't take the bits and pieces you've collected from here and there and make a collection of them, of the scraps. You take the scrap pieces that you don't use, and now I'll put together and make some tzitzis. We don't do that. Sifkan chaf hei. Ein oisin, we don't make the tzitzis strings from the wool caught in the thorns. So I feel a b'dievet possible. This is no good. Even b'dievet, it's not just chachila. Even b'dievet, it won't be good. Sifkan chaf of sha oreg mishaya. There are threads that are left and the warp from the loom that the weaver leaves behind. So l'chayra, there's a better reason not to use those. Ein l'hakshus, don't ask a kasha. De blavri ish psul. These strings on the loom are anyway no good. They weren't made for the shema. We learned the halacha. The strings have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. If they're on a loom to make a sweater or a scarf, that wasn't done l'shema. We're discussing a case where they were made l'shema. you have wool threads that are takame lishmo, l'shem tzitzis, and he thought he didn't need them, and he decides to put them on the loom. Ba'achach arig mehem beged, he weaves some kind of garment, and then he has leftover threads. Filahachi pasim shem bizimis, at that point, it's a bizoin. Even if you don't have the pasul of shalol lishmo, because it is lishmo, you still have a pasul of bizoin l'mitzvah. U'b'sefer ha-mo'or, kosev ha-tam, the sefer mo'or says, mishum de'be'ilin ha-kanaf min kanaf, that the requirement of tzitzis is hakanaf, from the type of the beged itself. You can't make a garment, you can't make a talus out of these scrap pieces of wool. This is the unused part of the wool. You can't make a beged out of that. And therefore, if you can't make a beged out of that, you shouldn't make tzitzis from that either. Ad kan, that's his language. If so, essentially, this expands this halacha. Any inferior wool, shein beged nasim, that are really not fit for the begadim, for garments, they will not be fit for tzitzis either. So you have to have a higher grade, if you grade, I don't know what they are, prime, choice, whatever it is, the madregas of, or grade A, grade B, whatever it is, a double A, the neschois they have in wool. If this wool is a poor quality and cannot be made into a garment, don't use it for tzitzis either. You can't chaper and say, oh, well, I could do this anyway. Okay, I'll make tzitzis with it. That's what I'll do with it. No. If it's not fit to make a garment, then it's not fit to make tzitzis either.